Hello, everybody, and welcome to Bricks, Brambles, and Bites. I'm Jean Grunert, here with your weekly 5-minute marketing insight to make you the marketing leader in your organization. Today, we're going to talk about something I've dubbed marketing continuity errors. And it's kind of a funny thing, but you have to think about marketing and branding somewhat the way a fiction writer thinks about their storyline. I started thinking about this weekend because I was watching a series of Little House on the Prairie episodes. I know I'm the biggest nerd in the world, but I really don't like 99% of modern television shows. I watch a lot of reruns of like classic clean stuff like The Waltons and Little House. Anyway, I was watching season 5 into season 6, and I noticed a bunch of continuity errors. Now, a continuity error, when it occurs in film, is usually a script that does not reflect something that's happened before, something that's been established about a character or a situation that should be picked up on and continued because it's a major life event, but it's not. In Star Wars, there's a great example of a continuity error. It's a major one, and it's one that most people overlook. But in Return of the Jedi, Luke and Leia are talking, and Luke asks Leia, do you remember your mother? And Leia says, oh, yes, I remember my mother. She was very beautiful, but she was very sad. However, when Lucas created additional films in the franchise, we find out that Padme, Leia's mother, died shortly after giving birth to her, which makes the line in Return of the Jedi doesn't make any sense. Which was it? Did her mother flee with Leia to this planet and, raise her as a princess of Alderaan, adopt her out to the royal family of Alderaan? Or is she remembering somebody else? So there are little things like that that at first blush, they don't seem to mean much, but over time they build up. And in TV series, this happens a lot. Little House, that we were watching, season 5 ends with Charles Ingalls catching some crooks and getting a huge reward money, which he donates to the blind school where his daughter Mary and her husband Adam are teaching, and they own this school. And season 6 opens with a charity fundraising picnic for the blind school. Well, which is it? Did they use up all the money in one day? Or is there another reason why they want to have this money? It's just not accounted for. And there's many, many other examples of this. I'm a fiction writer, and I wrote a series of mystery novels called the Majak Family Mysteries. And in those stories, the main character, David, loses his wife to a hit-and-run driver. And in order to keep the continuity of the character throughout the series, what fiction writers are taught to do is we make something called a character Bible, which basically is a book where we list all the aspects of a particular character and major life events in their life so that we can keep it going throughout a series. David's wife dies in a hit-and-run accident, and I made notes in his character Bible so that any time the family talks about it or it's referenced, I'm using the same basic facts: where she was, the time of day, what type of vehicle hit her, etc. It's really easy to forget things, and if you don't refer to your character Bible or refer back in continuity to what you've said before, it's super easy to make mistakes like that. That's why sometimes in books, in a series, if an author's not careful, somebody who was right-handed in one book suddenly becomes left-handed in another, or blue-eyed in one book becomes brown-eyed in another. It's continuity error. Now, what the heck does all this have to do with marketing? I told you to stick with me and we'd find a way to bring this into marketing. In marketing and in branding, continuity is achieved when you continually share your brand message with the same audience consistently over time. Companies often make continuity errors because they chase after the next shiny object. Today, they're talking about we're selling widgets to manufacturers. Tomorrow, it's buzzies to accountants. And I'm making all these terms up because I don't want to list anybody's real products or services. What happens is, they're talking for a couple of months about widgets for manufacturers. It seems clear to their audience, okay, this is who these guys are, this is what they're selling, this is what they're doing. Then suddenly they're interjecting these messages about buzzies for accountants. And the manufacturers are going, well, why are they talking about accountants and tools for accountants? And the accountants are going, wait, I thought these guys were about manufacturing and widgets. It's a continuity error. It's not that they don't do both types of work. They might. It's that the messages that they're putting out to their audience have shifted, and they've shifted suddenly or they've shifted quickly. The biggest brand continuity and marketing continuity error that I see over and over again is companies not giving their branding messages enough time to resonate with their audience. So they're constantly shifting in their tone and what they're saying. And yesterday they were about A and tomorrow they're about B. What happens is customers lose the thread of the narrative. You're asking them to expend way too much mental energy in tracking with you and what you're saying. It's not their job to do that. It's your job to make it super clear and easy to understand who you are and what you're offering to them. And if you are constantly shifting your messages or forgetting who you are or not talking about it consistently, customers are going to get confused. And customers who are confused are going to tune you out. And that's what happens when you lack brand or marketing continuity. Instead of gaining traction with your audience and building that solid branding foundation that leads to awareness, acquisition, retention, and brand loyalty, you end up chasing people away because you're just asking too much of them. They're like, I'm not going to do business with these guys. They don't know who they are, so why should I do that? So guys, what do you do to fix this? Go to your brand guidelines. Now, brand guidelines include visual guidelines for your company, but they should also include your messaging guidelines. Who are you talking to? What are you saying? And what notes to hit consistently throughout all your communications to reinforce your brand message? That's your character Bible, but your character Bible for your brand and your marketing. Make it consistent, make it real, and give it enough time to resonate. There's a time and a place when you can shift around and change things. But again, 99% of you guys who are doing that are doing it way too soon. So take your time, be consistent, and avoid continuity errors in your brand. Thank you for listening. I'm Jean Grunert from Seven Oaks Consulting. I appreciate your time this week. Have a wonderful week.